AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A number of European nations have imposed sanctions on Belarus after a Ryanair flight was forced to land and an opposition journalist was taken into custody. Presidential Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Obviously, we're outraged, as the international community has expressed and we have expressed as well. And we think this was a brazen affront to international peace and security by the regime.
Hurricane season starts officially a week from tomorrow, but there has already been one brief named storm, Anna, which became a tropical storm yesterday, then disappeared out over the Atlantic. President Biden has set aside $1 billion to make sure FEMA is ready.
That's going to double the funding available of life from last year, and it's going to help communities, including those too often overlooked. And it's going to invest in resilience and better protect themselves to serve for other climate events that we're going to be facing.
Some states turned to the lottery to get people vaccinated.
First, in New York, there was
Vax and Scratch.
You get vaccinated, you get a lottery scratch ticket. That's not all.
A shot in the park.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was offering an incentive leading up to the Memorial Day weekend.
If you get a vaccine this week, anytime this week, you will get a two-day family pass to any state park.
In Ohio, it's almost time for the first Vax-a-Million lottery drawing.
2,758,470 Ohioans have registered for the $1 million drawing.
Governor Mike DeWine says winners can also choose a full-ride scholarship to a four-year university in Ohio. I'm Ed Donahue.
Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey signs a state law banning so-called vaccine passports, proof of a coronavirus vaccination, to enter a business, school, or event. The law also prevents people from being denied entry if they've not been vaccinated. This is AP News. Gas prices remain high in this week before the Memorial Day holiday. Gas Buddy's Patrick Dahan.
The national average should drop back under $3 a gallon by Memorial Day weekend. We anticipate about $2.98, but we may see prices go back up later this summer, really contingent on how much gasoline demand we see for Memorial Day weekend.
Dahan says gas prices are well more than a dollar more a gallon than at this time last year, a reflection of the increased travel and improving economy. The board that oversees the Stone Mountain Park carving of Confederate leaders votes to relocate Confederate flags from a busy walking trail and create a museum exhibit that acknowledges the state's connection to the Ku Klux Klan. Critics have called on the park officials to remove the massive carving of Generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, along with Confederate President Jefferson Davis, from the side of the mountain near Atlanta. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.